When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It's the K99.1 FM, 7:30, second date update.
All right, listen up.
Yeah, hey, Nancy Woody, it's Jason calling.
Jason.
What's up, Jason?
Are we friends? Do we know you?
I actually met you one time at a country concert.
Well, do you remember me? Well, he does remember,
well,
so that's
yeah.
A good thing. Okay.
Briefly.
Briefly. Well, tell us what's going on.
All right, so here's the deal. I'm an electrician, and I've done some work for my friend, a lady friend, and she was telling me that her girlfriend, Allie, was having some problems with some outdoor outlets at her house. And so, okay, you know, I take referrals. That's cool. So her friend recommended that that Allie get in touch with me, you know, to fix her outdoor outlet. So I was over there doing the work. Didn't really take too long. I know what I'm doing. And
I like that, Jason.
Confidence
I do.
Right there.
I know what I'm doing. Okay.
So we got to talking, and we, you know, we have a lot in common. And, you know, as they say, we hit it off. So we swapped, you know, phone numbers. And I thought, hey, you know, I can cook too. So I asked her if she'd like to, you know, come over to my house and have dinner, you know,
aww,
a couple days after I did the work.
So, aw, he's a gentleman too, Woody.
It sure seems that way.
Thank you. So she got there. And we were in the kitchen, and I was fixing dinner and, you know, asked her if she wanted to kind of show herself around the house and look at things, which she did. And about 15 minutes later, when she was back in the kitchen, she said she wasn't feeling good.
Uh-oh.
And
red flag.
Had to leave.
Heard that before,
yeah.
Haven't we?
Okay, number
yeah,
one, I'm really impressed that you cooked.
Thanks.
Yeah. That's pretty impressive.
Yeah, it's, you know, nothing special, just, you know, chicken dish.
Okay.
Let's find out what it
Let's
is, Nancy.
Let's call her.
Give us about 10 minutes, okay, Jason? We'll give Allie a call.
All right, cool. Thanks, guys.
It's the K99.1 FM, 7:30, second date update.
What's happening?
All right, Jason, you said you went over to Allie's house and installed an outdoor outlet for her. What was that all about?
Come on, Woody.
Right. You know, I mean, you know, ladies, you know, people, they like to put their, you know, Christmas lights up and, you know, they like to put their, you know, patio lights up on the deck,
uh-huh,
you know, for parties and whatnot. So, you know.
My friend Derek just put
cool
one in for me.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, because you know what? It's dangerous, and Jason will back me up on this, putting an extension cord through your front door and snaking it around there, right?
That's right. It's a tripping hazard. You don't
yeah
want that.
Not only that, you're leaving your front door open.
No ding dong.
That too.
Okay, so Jason, we're going to call Allie right now. So hang on the line, but don't say anything, okay?
All right, will do. Thanks.
Hello?
Hello, is this Allie?
It is.
It is.
We found her, Nancy.
We did.
I'm good. How are you?
We heard that you're like a vet tech, right? Is that true? You know?
I am a vet tech. Who's calling?
Casper's mom and Sky's daddy. It's Nancy and Woody from K99.
She's like, what?
Oh, my God.
So you know about Casper like, Cat and Sky the dog? Being, yeah.
I was like, am I in trouble?
No.
We would be nicer than a bill collector.
Thank you very much.
Well, we're actually here on some business, right, Nancy?
Yeah, of the human nature.
Of human nature? Okay, shoot.
Yeah, are you familiar with the station here?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, so you know what we do around this time just about every day?
Is this that update thing where you
yes
call me? Yeah. Oh, no. Okay.
Yeah. And someone called us about wanting to do the update thing with you.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
It goes by the name of Jason.
Yeah, I know Jason.
He seemed like a nice guy.
Yeah, he set you up with some outdoor electric and cooked dinner for you that you never got to eat because you got sick. And
yeah, what happened?
Yeah, he's a very nice guy. So I actually really, really liked him. He's a friend of a friend. I asked him to do some work for me. He got it done really quick. And yeah, he offered to make me dinner. And when I went there, so let me just say up front that there was instant attraction. I really liked him. He's such a nice person. He's so easy to talk to. And when I went to his house, there was one like huge red flag that I just couldn't overlook. So as we know, I am a vet tech. I love animals, obsessed with animals. And when I walked into his house, I realized that he's a hunter, because there was like 5 to 10 like deer heads on the wall. So just throughout his whole like house, there was a turkey, there was a bobcat. It just like any like animal you could find, he had it mounted on the wall. So I just got instantly turned off and upset about it, and I don't know, it just made me very, very upset. I couldn't stay and eat in good faith watching those things on the wall.
Hey, Allie, it's Jason. I mean, you know what part of the country we live in, right? You know, like, I mean, people hunt around here. I mean, I grew up a hunter. I mean, if I knew it was such a big deal, I mean, man.
I get it. Like, I know a lot of people do that. I know where I live. I just don't. That's a choice that you have made, and that's not something that you have to do. So even if you're raised a hunter, like, I had people in my family that were hunters, like, I didn't feel the need to ever partake in that. It made me upset. That's not something that's a necessity to where you're living. So it's just, I can't support that kind of lifestyle.
Well, it's a necessity to, you know, thin the herd and humanely, you know, deal with, you know, the animal population. I mean, nobody's taking their deer to the vet. I mean, people don't own deer.
I mean, like, if people had pet deer, they would probably take them to the vet. But because deer are wild animals that thrive, like, on, you know, their freedom and being in their environment, they're just being killed innocently. I'm not about that, and I'm sorry. I couldn't sit in that room with all those heads on the wall. I'm sorry.
But come on. I mean, there's so many deer, you're going to hit one of them with your car one of these nights probably anyway. I mean,
I've never personally hit a deer.
As humanely as I can, I eat the deer meat. I wasn't going to make it for you for dinner, but every one of those animals was, you know, put down humanely, you know, by someone who's good at what they do, me. And I just can't believe there's still that mindset.
I mean, that's just not her bag. It's not my bag either. I understand it goes on, and I have respect for wanting to help thin out the animal population. But
yeah, I mean, but I want to respect, you know, her opinion too, but have the guts to say something, you know, right then and there. I mean, and, you know.
You're right about that. I agree with that.
Right, yeah. I just don't think this is ever going to work out, Nancy.
I know it's not.
I mean,
it's interesting. You know, it's brought up some interesting points,
right?
And I can see both sides. But you two are never going to agree, right?
I do not support that lifestyle. No.
And Jason's all about hunting, fishing, and loving every day.
He got a lot of Luke Bryan in it.
Yes.
Exactly.
Is that right? Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I mean, good luck finding a vegan electrician next time.
Look, just offer it real quick, Woody. We know where it's
offer.
Going.
Yeah, okay. So, we can send you guys back out, pick up transportation, pick up the tab, but both of you have to say yes.
On three. Oh. One, two, three.
No.
Okay.
Kind of what we figured, but...
You know, next time, just be honest, you know, while you're at this guy's place. That's all I ask.
That's fine. You're right. I should have said something up front. I was too sick to my stomach to say anything at the moment, so my apologies.
Sounds like two nice people who just don't have the same things in common, so...
It was good talking to you again,
though,
Jason.
You both are very wonderful folks.
Yeah, thanks for your help.
Thank you very much.
The K99.1 FM, 7:30.
Second date update.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.